This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
On the topic generally about repentance and supplication. There's such a small difference between the two, but it's a world in itself. But Dr. Zakir, if I could just pose the first question today. Why is Ramadan referred to often by many people as being the month of supplications?
Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalam. Ala Rasulillah wa ala ali wa sahbihi ajmain amma ba'd a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Before I answer a question, I would like to first define what is the meaning of the word supplication. Supplication means to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the almighty and glorious, with devotion, with sincerity and solemnity, and with complete submission. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's mentioned in a Sahih Hadith of Tirmidhi, Hadith number 2616, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are three gates of goodness. The first is fasting, which is a shield from the hellfire. Second is a sadqa, that is charity. That charity extinguishes sin, same as water extinguishes fire. And the third is standing in prayer in the late hours in the night. So here we realize there is a relationship between supplication, prayer and fasting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 186, Allah says that if my servants ask thee concerning me, tell them I am indeed close to them and I listen to the prayer of every supplicant, and tell them that if they listen to my call willingly and if they believe in me, I will take them to the straight path. Here we realize the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala along with His believers, His servants and slaves. And He says, if my slaves, if my servants means the closeness that the human beings have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they ask me concerning me, tell them I am indeed close to them. It shows the closeness between the believers and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He says, I will respond to them. And Allah further says in the Quran, in Surah Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 32, but ask from the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 8, Hadith number 6502, the beloved Prophet said that Allah says, ask me and I will give it to you. Ask me for protection and I will protect you. And as far as Ramadan being called as the month of supplication, a beloved Prophet said, it's mentioned in a Sahih Hadith of Al-Bayhaqi, Hadith number 6393, where the beloved Prophet said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reject the prayer of three kinds of people. One is the father who prays for his child, his son or daughter. The second is a fasting person, especially when he breaks his fast. And the third is a traveler. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he further said, it's mentioned in a Sahih Hadith of Ibn Majah, Hadith number 1643. The Prophet said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipates the slaves from the hellfire during every hour when the fast is broken. And does this every night. And our beloved Prophet also said, it's mentioned Sahih Hadith of Sahih At-Tarqib, Hadith number 988. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ransoms the Muslims from the hellfire every day and night in the month of Ramadan. And He answers the prayer of every Muslim every day and night in the month of Ramadan. So because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He listens to the supplication of the person who fasts and He gives a special status, that's the reason Ramadan is called as the month of supplication.